mentioned it earlier, for insect control, a great option if you're looking for all organics, especially if you've got a garden or some edible trees that you're trying to keep any kind of dangerous insecticide chemical from seeping into your produce. Bonide's all-season dormant and horticultural oil spray will not only kill last year's insect eggs, but this year. So if applied twice a year, you completely eliminate all your insects and keep your gardens and your roses and your edibles bug-free and edible. It's all-season. This is kind of a long one, so hang with me. All-season dormant and horticultural oil spray by Bonide, family made in America. You can find it at Treeland Nurseries in Mesa, Waters Nursery in Prescott on Iron Springs, and Savannah's on South Houghton in Tucson. Again, one more time. It's a long one. All season dormant oil and horticultural oil spray. I don't think, however, it's a component for bark beetles.
No. You can do preventative bark beetle sprays, though, if you catch the tree before it's been attacked. And pest control companies can apply that product. They will usually use permethrin, and that would only need to be applied once per year. They would come out with a truck with a sprayer, and they've shown that there's actually a residual or up to 2 years' worth of I guess efficacy is what they call it, but effectiveness of the spray. So, that's something where they have to spray every branch down to 4 inches in diameter, clear to the top of the tree. But if you do have a high value tree in your front yard, or a handful of them, it's very good use of your time and resources, I'd say, to protect those trees.
And as you had said, this is a deterrent. If the beetles are already in it, it sounds like you're pretty much game over.
Yes, there's a little bit of research on the effectiveness of injections. Some pest control companies could do those injections for you, but if the tree's not flowing sap very well, it's not going to be very effective. And you're always better off to, protect against the bark beetles from the get-go than wait until they're there and then try to stop them attacking it. It only takes just a matter of weeks for those bark beetles to kill a tree, so you'd be lucky to even see it happen.
Now, what is the species of choice for the bark beetle? If I'm considering investing to put up a defensive barrier on my valuable landscaping trees, are there trees that are naturally impervious to the beetle, or do I just treat everything?
Well, the beetles are host-specific, and so there are up to, there's 12 different bark beetles that are active in the state, at least that was when.
Seriously?
Yes.
12 different right. varieties of bark beetle?
Yes, and that's when I was serving on the Arizona Bark Beetle Task Force back when we had that the worst problem years ago. But so we had 12 different species active, and we would find as many as 5 different species of the beetle in, say, a ponderosa pine.
In a single tree?
In a single tree, 5 different species. And so if those beetles decided that particular tree was one worth attacking, it's basically game over, because they're going to have plenty of beetles to overcome any resources that tree has to defend itself.
I feel like there's bugs crawling all underneath my T-shirt.
What?
Well, you would hope not, because those beetles, even though they're the size of a grain of rice, they've got big old mandibles, and they will bite down on you hard.
Oh, do they really?
Oh, yeah.
You've experienced that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we work around them all the time, and they'll get up under your shirt, and it's worse than a bee sting at first.
But is it really?
It goes away quick because it's not a poison. But
that was a component I never even heard of a bark beetle.
Painful.
So,
painful.
Unfortunately, I have this tree, and bark beetles have killed it. How fast do they leave? Am I best getting the tree contained and eradicated quick so I eliminate the colony in that population that are in that tree? How do you eradicate once you've determined, all right, this tree's gone?
You could quickly, you know, just determine looking at the bark of that attacked material or tree, if there's exit holes, which would just look like the end of, say, a ballpoint pen. I mean, an eighth of an inch diameter hole is that's as big as the beetles are. And you would see those perfectly shaped round holes as the beetles have left that. And so then at that point, they're no longer in there. They've moved on. Hopefully you don't find the frass.
Now, Mick, does each bug take its own route out? So it's a perforation, a proliferation of these eighth-inch holes.
Yep.
Okay. So it's like it's been shot by a shotgun.
Exactly.
Okay.
Bird shot.
Okay.
Yep.
So every bug takes its own route out.
Right. And they're just a very evolved species. They'll take the shortest route in behind in the fissures of the bark to get into that cambium layer. But they often seem to know how to take the longest way out through the thickest part of the bark, and they build up the most amount of energy chewing through all of that before they start their flights. And I think we were mentioning earlier, you know, they can fly a mile. I've heard up to 3 miles on a good wind. So, just other issues with them. You know, they vector a fungus, a blue stain fungus, which slows down the vascular system of the tree, and so that in itself can kill the tree even if they weren't doing the mechanical damage.
Okay, Mick. Here at Roselle Now, we always try and leave our homeowners with a little hope.
Of course, of course.
So, yes. Going back to Romy's question, I have a tree in my yard that's been diagnosed by Mick's Tree Service as being killed by the bark beetle.
Yes.
What hope do you give that homeowner? What step 1, 2, 3? What do we do to save the rest
nursery
of his...
sells new trees?
What do we do to save the rest of his landscape?
Yes, we could have a pest control company come and spray permethrin on those remaining trees to protect them. You could deep water the trees. That's very important. The arborists and the master gardeners would all agree that you need about 10 gallons of water for every 1-inch diameter of trunk. So say you have a 10-inch tree, that's 100 gallons of water once a month to sufficiently deep water that tree so it can defend itself against the beetles. You know, it has to have that moisture available to be able to pitch out the beetles. And obviously the water is something available to most people. They can make that happen. Don't water right at the trunk of the tree. It's out at the drip edge of the branches. That's where the majority of the feeder roots are that would uptake the water and effectively help the tree. So a big donut shape around the tree. I've had customers leave a soaker hose on for 2 days. And, you know, people say, well, I watered my tree. And you ask them and they say, well, yeah, I'd put the soaker hose out there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to know how much water that soaker hose is putting out, put it in a 5 gallon bucket of water, turn it on, time how long it takes you to fill up 5 gallons of water, and then you can do the math.
Now, I didn't mean to turn this into an entire program on bark beetles. It's been very fascinating.
Sure.
And I mean, the first time I heard about bark beetles, shortly after probably the Chetisky fire, after that, seemed to be the big deal where it was killing a lot of ramen. I just had no idea that there was this much information about them. So it's been very fascinating and a great education. But I'm sure you're not necessarily, let's see how to put this. We're in construction.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of your clients are homeowners. It may not be, maybe the Forest Service or a commercial building, but mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times we will go to someone's house, fix it up, and then to get it ready to sell. I'm like, gosh, should have done this before. This is great. I don't want to leave now. Mm-hmm. I assume you run into something like that as it relates to property value mm-hmm. when y'all come and properly care for a tree.
Definitely. Really, the key is when you have the younger trees to try to prune them for proper structure. While they're small, you know, the homeowners can do that themselves with hand tools, loppers and hand saws, and the benefits are enormous as far as to avoid defects in the tree. A trunk of a tree that is forked with a tight fork will often split apart. There's something called included bark where it forms a fracture in the trunk of the tree. You know, we often unfortunately see these trees once they're, say, 10 inches in diameter on each side and one side has fallen across the car and totaled the car in the driveway, it's gone through the roof of the house, and oftentimes you're having to remove that tree. But when that was a small tree, you know, the homeowner could have just clipped that with a pair of loppers and avoided that problem of that defect. And so you're looking for trying to do preventative or just trying to form proper structure of the tree when the trees are young. And then that does end up where you have a lot of value added to your property because you have healthy trees that are not a liability.
And in the desert floor, obviously for the shade factor is a huge value. But when you come to the mountains, you just expect trees. I mean, you, mm-hmm. especially when you have Flagstaff in your mind and the aspens and the pines, and to go come and not have a tree, I would think that would devalue the property huge.
It can. Trees can have a value of up to $10,000 a piece is what realtors will tell you on a particular tree in a front yard can certainly add that much to the value of a property.
That's significant. We have some more numbers and details, and we'll take your calls right after this. It's Rosie on the House.